This guided meditation was recorded live at CDM.
Well, good morning. It's nice to see some of you made it through the snow. The last of March. We were debating whether or not to sing Winter Wonderland this morning. This morning I would like for us to put our meditation attention on taking a chance. So I'm going to introduce you or reintroduce you to some meditation techniques that assist us to turn within and get to know ourselves, that we are spirit, we are not the physical body, we are part of God, we are not bound by the physical world. So just take a nice deep breath and close your eyes to help you tune in to yourself and to tune in to your body. I want you to be aware first of yourself, the spirit. You are a bright spark of light, an eternal force of energy. And you have the ability to create anything. It's all up to you. I'd like to invite all of you to create a grounding cord, which puts you, the spirit, in charge and gives your body safety and security at the same time. So create a flow of energy from near the base of your spine. It's actually moving from your first chakra through the floor and the chair and the earth all the way down to the center of the earth. You, the spirit, are creating this grounding cord. Allow your body to take some nice deep breaths because bodies need oxygen. Many people stop meditating because their body's afraid because it's not breathing. You become so quiet. Remember to breathe, and the body can participate without fear. Notice how your body does feel when you, the spirit, ground the body and ground yourself through it. Now, you probably have never thought of grounding as taking a chance, but it is. Ground yourself and take a chance. Take a chance of taking control of your life. What an exciting idea. Rather than being controlled by everything around you, rather than flowing with the wind, grounding and allowing yourself to be you. Now remember yourself by coming into your body and allow your body to remember you. Let that bright spark of light that is you, the spirit, come to the top of your head. Stop there for just a moment and simply be still and know that you are spirit. Let your body know you. And take a nice deep breath and come comfortably into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. You are spirit. Take the chance of seeing the world from that neutral space a little above and behind your eyes, so that you can see things your way rather than someone else's or the way someone else wants you to see things. This used car really is wonderful. Grounded and from the center of your head, you may not see that as truth. Take a nice deep breath and experience taking the chance of manifesting yourself as spirit into your physical body and therefore into the world. Now, I know that everyone here at some time or another was told it's not a good thing to take chances. I'm sure your mother said that several times, and teachers and friends and other people who were afraid for you. And as I look around the room, I see a lot of really enthusiastic chance takers. Healers don't have sense and often take chances in life. So I want you to take a moment and meditate on what a chance you took coming into CDM to learn to ground and center. Did you chance being ridiculed by your family? Did you chance being isolated from others because you were different? Did you chance coming in where people are clairvoyant and will see you? Take a look at the chance that you have taken by simply being here practicing spiritual techniques. Look at the chance you take by manifesting that brilliant light that's you into the world. Whoops, someone might see it. Guaranteed, someone will see it. Take a moment and increase your grounding by just letting extra energy flow down your grounding cord. And be in the center of your head to take a moment to meditate on some of the chances you've taken in your life that have changed your life. Some of the chances you may have been frightened about, and some you may have been excited about. Now let's, after we've reviewed in a broader view, pick out one chance you took. Maybe it was traveling or getting married or living in some other nation or starting a relationship or changing a job. These are all chances you take. Pick one, and I'd like for you to meditate on how this one chance you took has affected your life. Notice how exciting taking chances happens to be. We always have such clear vision as we look back. Allow yourself to see clearly what an impact taking this one chance has had on your life. Be in the present and take a moment to validate how important this experience was for you. Now, lots of things stop us from taking chances. Rules and regulations and other people's opinions and our own fears. I went through those very quickly. I'll rewind and go through it a little more slowly to give you an opportunity to let go of some of these things that get in your way of having the fun of taking chances. So let's start with external things. Use your grounding to release any external information that gets in your way of taking chances. Those little voices that say, be careful, be careful. You know, that you pay so much attention to, you trip over things. Let go, write down your grounding cord. Now let's remember to let go of some of the things we get without thinking about them, from the television or the radio, from songs or pictures in magazines. There's so much influence. We certainly don't want to forget television. Or maybe we do. Use your grounding to let go of all those external influences, to not take chances. Part of being on planet Earth is to constantly be receiving information. That's one of the fun things. Another one is to sort through what you want and what you do not want. Right now, sort out some of the things that say it's not okay to take a chance and let it go. And those people who would look at my life would say, my gosh, everything you've done is taking a chance. And I'd have to say, yes, I think that's true. I've never been bored. Are you ever bored? If you are, you're not taking any chances. I'm going to give you just a moment of silence to help you focus on letting go of external interference, to taking chances. Now let's switch to the internal interference, to taking chances. And I believe number one on the list would be fear. Oh, I'm afraid of what'll happen if I add those extra chilies to my chili. Well, if it's not edible, you can throw it away and celebrate and go out to dinner. Take a moment and release the fear you have within yourself that keeps you from taking chances. Because I work with so many people who are growing spiritually and opening to themselves, I have the pleasure of helping people take chances. And many times people will come to me with a problem and they're just not able to solve it, and I always give them the same answer, which is turn within and see what is really happening within you. You can always take control of your life by turning within and taking the chance of getting to know yourself. Taking the chance of getting to know all those things you were told were so bad. Taking the chance of facing what you've stored within you. Taking the chance of finding that brilliant, bright soul that you are, that can melt away those things you do not like. So right now, as you release the fear that gets in your way of taking those chances, take a chance and look within. See that bright light shining in the center of your head. And with the power that gives you, look within your body. And take the chance of seeing something there you would like to get rid of. Maybe you'll encounter some fear. We've been focusing on letting that go. Or maybe you will come up with one of fear's byproducts, like hate. I've always said it's way easier to deal with hate than fear. But, you know, hate has a really terrible reputation. And there's so much judgment about that marvelous emotion. Hate has kept many people alive to do good deeds. One of my favorite stories was the story of how a man was betrayed by his wife for another man, and the couple left him in the desert to die. And his hate and sworn revenge for them kept him alive, crawling across the desert hand and foot. And, of course, as all spiritual stories go, he happened upon a holy man who lived in the desert, who nursed him back to life and taught him many things, and one was forgiveness. But the hate kept him alive all that time. So as you clear your hate, let go of the judgment about it. There may be a time or two it helped keep you going. But now's the time to take the chance of doing without it. To take the chance of discovering that love is actually much more powerful than the hate. Take a chance. Let go of something within you don't like. And if your body starts screaming that it can't survive without it, use your grounding. Reassure your body. Let it know that you are here with it. It doesn't need that hate or fear or disturbance anymore. Take a chance. Going to again give you a moment of silence to clear the internal interference to taking a chance. Now allow yourself to be grounded and focused in the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, and talk to your body. I'm going to ask you to meditate for a moment on communicating with your body. Hey, take a chance. Your body may have wonderful information to give you. You may want to start by asking your body what it would like for you, the spirit, to heal within it. Allow yourself, the spirit, to respond to your body by caring for it. Listen to the heartbeat of that body. Tune into its breathing. Come into the present moment where it exists. Take a chance of getting to know your body. Take a chance of letting you, the spirit, shine into your body and into this physical world. So ground and be in the present. Where taking a chance can bring great joy. Many of you sitting here have been through or presently in the clairvoyant program, and that's certainly taking a chance, isn't it? Taking a chance on yourself, your growth, your relationship with God, getting to know yourself. Please validate where you are. Validate your tremendous ability to take chances. I've seen people quit jobs that were quite well paying and come to work for CDM, which is very poorly paid. Taking a chance. Perhaps Breathe in, breathe out. We have so many wonderful teachers, and all of those wonderful teachers took a lot of chances. Whether we speak with Jesus or Mary or Buddha, all these teachers took many chances. We look back at many of our spiritual leaders and heroes, like Martin Luther King, Gandhi. They all took amazing chances. So let's talk with our favorite today of Jesus, the Christ, because he took a lot of chances. Say hello to Jesus. And bring your awareness of him into the present. And ask him to help you with your amusement about taking chances. Talk to Jesus about increasing your amusement about taking chances. You may want to ask Jesus to tell you about some of the chances he took. He might start with being born. Then ask Jesus to validate you about some of the chances that you have taken. Ask him to point out to you some of the things you may not have even considered a chance, but actually was. Notice the courage that it takes to do these things, and ask Jesus to validate your courage. Ask Jesus to validate what an amazing experience it is to open as spirit. The chance you're taking in relation to the physical world. ask Jesus to validate what a chance it is to truly believe in God in this physically focused world. To validate that you are part of God. And to do your best to live from that belief. What a chance you take, because you're going against the norm, not with it. Jesus was a rebel. You may not have thought of yourself as one, but obviously you are too. Validate the chance you take by having your one-to-one open communion with God. We've been focusing a little bit on chances you have taken. I'd like for you to tune into you and see a chance you'd like to take. Well, I'd like to do this, but I really want this, but this is something I've dreamed all my life. However, tune in and pick out one chance you'd like to take. And I want you to use your grounding to let go of interference to this, and also ask Jesus for healing to help you have the courage to take this chance. Take a nice deep breath and ask Jesus to help us bring gold energy into and through ourselves as individuals and as a group. Allow this bright gold energy to flow to the top of your head and through your body and into the earth. Allow this column of energy to surround us and fill the room. Take a chance. Raise your vibration. It's always entertaining to watch other people's response. Let that gold energy flow all the way to the center of the earth. Now let's use this gold energy to help us raise the vibration of the bodies and our own vibration as spirit for our communication with God, which is the most important thing we do. Increase your grounding. Be in the center of your head and say hello to your God within and around you. You're welcome to meditate with God about the chances you've taken and wish to take, or simply to have your quiet communion with your God. allow yourself to receive validation from God about how alive you are and how those chances you take express your liveliness, your life force, your creativity. Take a nice deep breath. Validate your communion with God. Validate yourself as part of God. Take a nice deep breath and begin to bring your attention back to the physical world. You may want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee. Bring your attention back to your body. And to end your meditation, just open your eyes. Bend forward and release energy and take the chance of sitting back up and saying hello.
Copyright 2007 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the Spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Teaching Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.